You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome again to Revive Us Now podcast. I'm your host, Steve Gray, and we're going to talk about revival and kind of what it is and help you understand it a little bit better. As we talk about today, we're going to talk about new wine, and a lot of times new wine has been kind of used as a phrase for revival, renewal, the new things of God, new wine. We need some new wine and a new move of God or whatever. And I've heard it many, many times used. And of course, the expression is comparing new wine to old wine. And usually the way it's preached is the old wine is the outdated ways and the cold religion and all that. I'm just kind of giving you the way it's traditionally preached. And of course, then the new wine is we want something fresh. We want something down from heaven now, new, fresh. Move of God. And it's not a bad sermon because that's pretty much true that we need something fresh. Our religion gets stale. Our services get stale. And yet the world is changing right now. We're in a very rapidly changing world. Can you imagine? I don't think we ever imagined that the world would change as much in 2021. That's the year I'm talking to you. You may hear this in 2 years from now, but that's the year I'm talking now. That the world would change as rapid as it has. Man, so many things. Every day something changes. And so if we're going to be able to affect this world and get the world born again, saved, loving Jesus understanding the things of God and reading the Bible and glorifying the Lord on the earth until Jesus returns, we're going to have to have some new wine because there's too much changing and the old time religion just isn't going to work. And it's funny how the old time religion is not necessarily old timers. You know, you think old time religion is a bunch of old timers, a bunch of old people doing old time religion. No. Old-time religion, a lot of young folks and young guys, too, because they're just doing what they learned, and it's just religion. You know, they sing songs, and they cut it back. They sing 20 minutes worth of music, and they have an inspirational, they do an offering, do an inspirational talk, and they're out in an hour or so. Well, that's a lot less than the old-timers. The old-timers actually had better church than that. And so we need some new wine. And so a lot of times the new wine then is preached as we need something fresh from God. So I want to talk to you about the new wine. So let's put it into context. First of all, Jesus teaches that new wine has to be put into a new wineskin. So let's understand that first is we don't have a shortage of new wine. Getting the new wine, if we're going to use the new wine as something fresh from heaven, something fresh from God, it's new wine, then Jesus said new wine needs to be put into new wine skins. Now, using that example during Jesus' day, what do you think the problem was? Was Jesus having any problem getting new wine? Oh, no. I mean, he's full of the new wine. His sermons were new wine. His teachings were new wine, right? When he's over here, I'm in Matthew now. I'm looking in Matthew, and he's teaching the Beatitudes and all the new teachings, all those. No, that was all new wine, wasn't it? So where's the battle? See, the battle isn't getting new wine. And that's how churches get, like they're looking up in heaven and say, oh, God, please, 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 please give us revival. Give us some new wine. Give us refreshing. And they don't understand. That's not the problem. The problem is you got to look around and say, well, even if he gave it to us, where are we going to put it? See, the problem is not getting new wine. The problem is getting new wine skins. Because Jesus said this, he said, listen, you got to put new wine into new wine skins. You can't put new wine into an old wine skin. So if we look around and everywhere around us is old time religion and people that old mind thinking, you know, like I just want to go to church for an hour and get out and get done. And I got important things to do. And I want, you know, old time religion now, you know what old time religion now is? It used to be people thought old time religion was, you know, that old hellfire and damnation and you're going to go to hell and you better get right. And your sins are going to find you out. And that they think that's old. That's not old time religion. Now that's old time religion. The old time religion now is what's been going on for 20 or 30 years. It's old. And that's poor old you. You're good and I'm good. I'm okay. You're okay. God loves us as we are. Let's just come to him and come to the cross and come to the grace and he's going to love us and get us through another day. And what you need is more you need more self-esteem and more self-love. And that's old time religion now. That's all worn out. That's worn out religion that didn't work. Because after we got 20, 30 years of all that stuff and feeling good about trying to feel good about ourselves, nobody feels good about themselves. Nobody feels any better. So that's old worn out religion. So now if we got that everywhere, everybody's looking around and we look around at church and everybody's going like, yeah, give me another sermon to tell me I'm okay and I'm loved and I'm valuable. Well, that's old time religion and that'd be an old wineskin. So we're not going to have trouble getting new wine. What we're going to have trouble finding is some new wine skins. Jesus said if we take new wine and we put it into old wine skins, it's going to burst. It'll blow them up because an old wine skin has already been stretched to the limit. I think those people, they've been stretched to the limit, right? They can't take anything more. They can't. They're so stretched already, you know. They're already stressed to the limit. We couldn't put new wine and say, now we're really going to go for God. Oh, that would just be too much. I can't take any more. No, we got to make new wineskins. And they can make it. They would even take an old wineskin, and they can make it new. They wouldn't use it anymore. They'd take it and they'd oil it and put all the oil on it and rub it down. And, you know, they'd refurbish it, we might say. And that's where Jesus takes a person and works them and refurbishes and works them. And you can make a person into a new wineskin, but it's got to be done. And so Jesus said, if you put that new wine in an old wineskin, it's just going to blow it up, burst it. And then what happens? The new wine ends up on the ground. It's wasted. It runs out on the ground. It's done for. So he said, you got to put new wine in a new wineskin. So we don't have a problem getting new wine. I've been in this many, many years now, and I look around and look up. When I look up, I think the problem is not new wine. The problem is new wineskins. Where would we put it? Who's ready to receive it? Who's ready to receive it and be filled with new wine and then walk it out to where they're just filled with it, and they're going to walk it out and keep walking it out. And we look around, we've got people that sort of want it and might walk it out for a little while. So Jesus said, no, new wine has to be put into new wine skins, and then both are preserved. Now, in the context of this, guess what? In the context, it's actually talking about John the Baptist and his disciples. Get the context. John's disciples come to Jesus and said, how come your disciples don't fast like John's disciples? John's disciples come and said, we fast, and the Pharisees fast, you know, do without food, this religious fasting, but you don't and your disciples don't. And Jesus answered and said, well, while you got the bridegroom and you're at a wedding bridegroom and having a celebration, nobody fasts, everybody eats. And that was his answer. And then that's when he says, you don't put a new patch on an old cloth and you don't put new wine in an old wineskin. So what he's saying is, John's disciples are saying, how come you guys don't fast like the Pharisees fast and like John taught us to fast? And he's saying, see, you're in your old religion there. That's old. You're trying to do the old and you're trying to make the old work. And Jesus is saying, I've got new stuff for you. New stuff. Now, there wasn't nothing wrong with it. It's not something wrong with the old stuff. It's just not what's happening now. It wasn't the now happening Jesus. And so he's trying to tell them that's the old stuff. You're coming around trying to get us to fast and do all the things that you used to do. And now we need to get new. We need to become new. Well, it's the same thing today. Like, for instance, in our church, I've been working for a long time to develop a different flair, feel, sound with our worship group, our worship team. And it does. Now, I'm kind of used to it now, so I keep trying to push the limit. But we have other worship leaders and teams and musicians come from other places, and they listen to it and say, we never heard anything like this before, and yet we're doing some of the same songs. We just don't do them like everybody else. Why? Because it's old wine. Because I went on the internet and I listened to this one particular song. And I thought, well, I'm going to go to all these different churches, worship teams, and listen, because everybody sings it. And every single one of them sang it the same way. And I listened to it. They sang the same tempo, same way. And every one of them sang it with their eyes closed. I watched them. I heard the whole song. They might open them once and then back close again. And I thought, this is about as boring as it gets watching somebody sing that same song. I can watch it. I could go to 20 churches and hear this song sang the same way with everybody's eyes closed. And I decided, we need some fresh new wine in our worship. We're all getting to do the same thing, and everybody jumps around, and then when it comes time to the worship time, they close their eyes and just sing it all the same. We need some fire of God in our worship. So I thought, we're going to hit this and go like we were. We're going to be intense with our worship. I wanted something fresh. Some new wine in our worship, new wine in our sermons. I get our younger preachers up there, come on, let's go for it. Not like everybody else. We don't want to be like everybody else. We want something fresh and something new to happen in our church. So sometimes old wineskins, they don't even know what it is. They don't even understand it. But we're going to have some new wine if we're going to minister to the new world that's happening now, to the new ideas that are happening. There's so much changing in the world today. We got to have some new wine. And we might have some pushback. See, John's disciples came and said, hey, I don't get it. You're not doing it the way we've been doing it. And it just doesn't look right. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. You're not fasting right. You're not following it right. And so you got to explain it to them. And you got to say, hey, we got enough of the old wine. We need some new wine. Let's get some new wine in our services. Let's get some new wine in our preaching. Let's stop talking about ourselves and how we're victims and how you can make it. Let's start preaching Jesus. Let's start preaching the power of Jesus and the victory of Jesus and how to defeat the devil, not how to just live with the devil, not how to talk with the devil and have a meeting with him and try to get along with him. Let's how to defeat the devil, how to win, how to be victorious. Let's get some fire in our worship, some zip in it. Let's get some passion in us and in our, not just the praise, but let's get some passion in our worship so we know how to really worship God. So all these things are new wine. Well, there's no shortage of new wine, but we sure could use some new wineskins. That's why we need a fresh move of God. Come and touch us, Lord. Take us, refurbish us, work us out. Pour in the oil, rub us down, work us over, God, until we're new wineskins that can be filled with the new wine of revival. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.